Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Understanding APIs, Application Programming Interfaces. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Introduction to Backend Development in the Backend Development for Finance Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore what APIs are and their purpose, the types of APIs commonly used in finance, and how APIs facilitate communication between different systems. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the concept of APIs and their application in backend development, particularly in the context of finance and fintech. Main content: what APIs are and their purpose. APIs, or application programming interfaces, are sets of rules and protocols that allow different software applications to communicate with each other. They act as intermediaries, enabling one system to request data or services from another without needing to understand the underlying code. Think of an API as a waiter in a restaurant. You, the client, place an order, request, with the waiter, API, who then conveys your request to the kitchen, the server, and brings back your food, response. APIs serve multiple purposes, including data exchange, enabling the sharing of data between different applications, such as a banking app retrieving transaction data from a central server. Functionality access, allowing one application to use features of another application, like a payment application utilizing a third-party payment gateway. Integration, helping various systems integrate seamlessly, which is crucial in complex financial environments where multiple services need to work together. Types of APIs in finance. In the finance and fintech industries, several types of APIs are frequently used. Let's explore a few of them. Open APIs, also known as external or public APIs, these are available to developers and third parties. They allow access to services or data without restrictions. For example, many banks provide open APIs that allow developers to build applications that can interact with their banking systems. Internal APIs. These are used within an organization and are not exposed to external users. Internal APIs help different teams or systems within the same company communicate. For instance, a finance department might use internal APIs to access data from the HR system for payroll processing. Partner APIs. These are technically similar to open APIs but are intended for a specific purpose and shared only with selected partners. In finance, a company might offer partner APIs to a few selected fintech companies to allow them to integrate their services. Composite APIs. These allow multiple endpoints to be accessed in a single call. This is particularly useful in finance when a single request needs to pull data from various services, such as fetching user account information, transaction history, and investment details all at once. How APIs facilitate communication between systems. APIs simplify the way different software systems interact with each other. They enable seamless data sharing, which is critical in the fast-paced finance industry. Here's how APIs facilitate this communication. Standardization. APIs establish a standard way for applications to communicate. This means developers can work with a consistent set of commands or protocols, making it easier to integrate and innovate. Efficiency. By allowing applications to communicate directly, APIs reduce the need for manual data entry and minimize errors. For example, when a customer makes a payment through a finance app, the API communicates directly with the payment processor to confirm the transaction instantly. Scalability. APIs allow businesses to grow by integrating with new services and technologies without overhauling existing systems. Suppose a fintech company wants to offer cryptocurrency trading. It can integrate an external crypto trading API rather than building its own from scratch. Security. APIs can enhance security by providing controlled access to data and services. Developers can implement authentication and authorization protocols to ensure that only authorized users can access sensitive financial information. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the concept of APIs, their purpose, and how they are utilized in the finance and fintech industries. We discussed different types of APIs, including open, internal, partner, and composite APIs, and how they facilitate communication between systems through standardization, efficiency, scalability, and security. By understanding APIs, you are better equipped to navigate and leverage technology in your financial management role. Reflection questions: how can open APIs improve customer experience in financial services? In what scenarios would internal APIs be more beneficial than open APIs for a finance company? Reflect on a time when you used an app that relied on API communication. What was your experience like?